Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego, and a happy Wednesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Suprenant. He's Frank Marchese. We are the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We got a lot to talk about on today's show, just like we had yesterday, probably because we didn't get to a lot of the things we wanted to talk about yesterday. And you want to start with, well, a couple of things, a couple of news items to get to. We'll start with college basketball. We'll take a deeper dive into Aztec basketball and USD basketball from last night. All three of our teams got a dub this week. Started with UCSD a couple of days ago. And then the Aztecs and the Toreros last night doing a great job getting a W. San Diego State had two of the three players that are expected to be like players of the year in the Mountain West Conference didn't even participate last night. Nobagoon Gwath, which was expected. He's not back until, I think, the game against Troy on November 18th, if I'm not mistaken. So that's kind of the timeline you expect to see Magoon Gwath back as he recovers from an injury over the offseason. And then you didn't have Dixon Waters last night either. Don't know where he was at. Mark Ziegler was asking a lot of questions about it. Said he was potentially out with an illness, and then all of a sudden, he saw a report from Mark Ziegler on Twitter that he could have, like, scratched his eye in between practice and the game. But it was some interesting reporting last night. Anyway, he wasn't there. And the Aztecs still, with all of that and getting into foul trouble last night, still cruised to a massive victory over Long Beach State. But you know what? It was expected. That was an expected result. It's one of the games that they have early on in the season that they should be able to win. This Aztecs team's pretty good. This is what Mark Zingo tweeted last night about Reese Dixon Waters, okay? I'm told that Reese Dixon Waters somehow, quote, scratched his eye between the end of practice yesterday and the start of tonight's game, although no one with San Diego State is providing details or confirming if he's in the building. Very weird. And it says Dixon Waters has a corneal abrasion, although how he did that remains unclear. He is not believed to be at the game. Don't know what to really break down with that. We'll probably get more updates from Mark Ziegler about whether what the health status of Reese Dixon Waters is. But a guy that missed all of last year due to injury, coming back, expected to be one of the leading scorers for San Diego State, did not play last night. Magoon Gwath did not play last night. Yet, Aztecs basketball still cruised to a victory. That's what good teams do. This team is going to be relentless. In fact, our boy, John Rothstein, actually coined a phrase for Aztec basketball. This is a long time coming. Anybody know who John Rothstein is? Frank, you know who John Rothstein is, right?
Yes.
He's the guy that's crazy about college basketball. He's the guy that like won't talk to his family for the next 5 months because college basketball is on. He has this great tweet. Some people take vacation. I watch college basketball. I mean, there's so many of those. Here's what he has. I mean, he puts this stuff out all the time. I mean, if you like college basketball and you don't follow John Rothstein on college and on Twitter, you got to do it. You know, he's boys with Adam. Adam knows him. Getting him on the show would be almost impossible. We got his number. We've tried before. I'd love to be able to try to get him on the show again, or for the first time. But these are like the things he tweets. Middle Tennessee / Milligan, standalone game. Like, this is a great game to watch basketball. Here's some other things he has. I got to go find some of his quirky tweets that he puts out. Trying to find some of them that he has. Some people have hobbies, period. I watch college basketball, period. That's kind of crazy. He puts all these quotes out there, and then he puts like head coaches' names next to them. Tweeted out 12 hours ago, college basketball is greater than being social. Grab your nitroglycerin pills.
That is accurate.
This is only November. Oregon, Hawaii, standalone game. I'm trying to find the Aztec one. He's even selling a shirt now. San Diego State basketball, period. Ruthless aggression, period.
Right, that's ripped from WWE, but whatever.
He stole it.
We'll let that slide.
They're making t-shirts now. It says San Diego State basketball, ruthless aggression, and then it says John Rothstein's name underneath it. He calls, like, Nate Oates my cousin Vinny. They had another one with Bobby Bleepin' Hurley is a very common one. John Shire, Succession. I mean, he put them on, he's got them all on t-shirts now, too. Ben McCollum, The Natural. Miracle Mac. Death, Taxes, Matt Painter. Mark Pope, Keeping the Faith. I Love Standalone Games. How about this one? This is the best one. Now, here's the one where I just want to call it John Rothstein. He had this one for a long time. You ready for this one? Mm. West Virginia. Talk about, obviously, the Mountaineers basketball program. Tougher than a long weekend at your in-laws. That's a great... But he said that was for Bob Huggins' press defense, and then he went on to say that he doesn't... With him being gone, he doesn't use it anymore, and then he just used it again last night. West Virginia basketball. Tougher than a long weekend at your in-laws. So anyway, as I digress on the whole John Rothstein thing, he actually coined a phrase for San Diego State. It's great. San Diego State basketball, ruthless aggression. That's exactly what that was last night. Ruthless aggression. Despite not having Magoon Gwath, despite not having Dixon Waters, Aztecs basketball still cruised to a victory, which you expect them to do as the team that they are going into the season. San Diego State basketball is legit. The fact that San Diego State basketball did not start the season ranked is an absolute travesty, by the way. Absolute travesty by people that don't obviously watch college basketball.
We do have breaking official news from the Padres. Victor Rodriguez is now officially leaving to become the Astros hitting coach. That was a rumor put out yesterday, but it has been made official now.
Oh, I was going to get to that. Kevin Acey had that at 9 this morning. That Victor Rodriguez is finalizing a deal. So the Padres officially put that out?
Yeah, well, it's from the video. Well, it's from the Padre Report, but the newsletter.
All right. Yeah. We're going to talk about that in a second. There's some takes on that. Let's go back to Aztec basketball for a second. Just looking at what the Aztecs were able to do last night, looking at the box score. And good on KUSI for being able to air these games that Fox and ESPN didn't want. But you got to see your first starting lineup. Miles Heide, Jeremiah Odin, Sean Newman Jr. got to start at point. Miles Byrd, Taj DeGourville. Those were the starting five last night for San Diego State. 13 points for Byrd, 10 for DeGourville. Miles Heide had 10. Off the bench, the freshman, LZ Harrington. That guy's the real deal. We talked about that last week. Not only do you have a good core group of players, but what shows San Diego State, why they're going to be able to compete at a high level, I mean, they went out and put up 77 points, won 77 of 45 over Long Beach State without two of their best players. And the freshman contributed mightily off the bench in LZ Harrington. 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, shot 4 for 8 from the field, 2 for 2 from the 3-point range. San Diego State finished the night 11 for 23 from 3, shot 47%. They shot 43% from the field. They play stingy defense. They got a good basketball team. And they're going to continue to cruise throughout the season. And I can't wait to see them play in this Players Era tournament. They're going to play Idaho State in a couple of days. Idaho State's going to play USD on Friday. And then they got Troy. And San Diego State should be 3-0 as they head to Vegas for the Players Era Festival. They'll take on the 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. They'll play Oregon, and then they'll get paired with another game. But this is great. San Diego State basketball, good first win last night, showing what they have. Now, as for USD basketball last night, I was fortunate enough to call the game for USD with Jack Cronin on ESPN+. Toreros, good basketball win last night against Occidental, 88-59. Yes, Occidental had enough players, which is great. But Tenari Lane was the star of the show last night. Coming off the bench, had 15 points, was 5 for 8 from the 3-point line. He led his conference last year, the Sun Belt, in 3-point shooting. Played 3 years at Winthrop, then went to Georgia Southern. Had a great career, and is now going to continue that career with USD. They had the European guys out there playing well, but everybody contributed in terms of points. Everybody contributed in terms of rebounds for the guys that played the majority of the game. You got to see a lot better of a USD team than you were expecting, especially after the way that they played against San Diego State the week before. So a good first win for USD, a good first win for UCSD, and a great win for San Diego State to get their college basketball seasons started. A lot of these teams will be back in action this weekend. USD will be taking on Idaho State on Friday. And just to report back on that story, I talked about it yesterday with Bethesda's women's basketball team. I got to see it firsthand. Now it's now all over. It's now all over social media, Frank.
Yes.
They had 5 players again. They played last night. They played 2 nights in a row. They played at USD, and then they went up to CSUN last night. They were down 72-0 at one point in the game. 72-0. At what point are we going to be like, this is a massive problem?
That 3-pointer that girl hit for the first 3 points of the game, though, was clean.
She had 3 of those against USD. She just did it in the first half. They got shut out in the first half.
No rim, clean.
52-0 at halftime.
Oh, at halftime, jeez.
52-0 at halftime. They didn't score any points in the first half. I couldn't believe what I was watching when I saw it in person. I still can't believe what I was watching last night. And now it's like the Barstool guys have it, and it's all over social media. And they're like, what is going on with Bethesda women's basketball? There's an article on it in the New York Post today. I would like to say we were on this first, Frank.
kind of were.
We were on this first.
You were on it live.
I was. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, they have five girls. They only played with four against USD. They actually had full five against Cal State Northridge. That was a 103-13 final last night. Field goal percentage, 9% for Bethesda, 44% for CSUN. CSUN out-rebounded Bethesda 79-17. They had 21 total turnovers, Bethesda did, and the Matadors had 31 points off of those 21 turnovers. Bethesda, no points off turnovers, no fast break points, no points in the paint. They got outscored 52-0 in the points in the paint category. It's amazing. Like you said, it's like a car crash. You just cannot look away. At least they had five players last night. But that is just a crazy situation. And here's the deal. I didn't even realize this was a thing. Does anybody know? I had no idea who Julian Newman is. Do you know who Julian Newman is? Anybody in the YouTube chat watch YouTube besides us and knows who Julian Newman is? I didn't know who this was.
No.
I was like, never heard of him. So Julian Newman, his dad is the head coach at Bethesda. You would be like, who in the world, who the fudge is Julian Newman?
Yeah, that's cool.
Who is that? I don't know who that is. And I was like, it's got to be some YouTube guy. I've never heard of the guy. And one of my friends, Nikki P, goes, they are like the Ball family, but if they had no basketball talent. I'm like, what? He goes, it's an AAU dad who made a lot of hype around his kids to get them recruited, but they both weren't very good.
Incredible.
That guy is the head coach of Bethesda. And now I'm like, oh, this makes sense now. They have basically a pseudo, not as popular LeVar Ball as their head coach for Bethesda women's basketball. And they have five players. And they only had four play against USD. They had all five play against CSUN. And they have lost now 92-23 and 103-13 with five players. How is this not getting investigated by the NCAA? Well, I guess, I don't know, because they're not an NCAA school. By the way, they're not an NAIA school either. They're an NCCAA school. How do you go about this and let this continue to happen? I don't understand. I don't understand you could continue to have this continue to happen. Can you tell me? I didn't even realize this because now everybody and their mother wants to know about Bethesda University. I mean, this is the biggest publicity they've probably ever had.
Yeah.
They're being talked about all over the place. I had never heard of Bethesda until this year. It's a private Christian university in Anaheim, founded in 1976 by David Yonggi Cho. Their enrollment. You want to know what their enrollment is, Frank?
12,000.
Less.
Oh.
Way less.
4,000.
12,000. Dude, TCU's 12,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. In that case, 1,500.
Less.
Oh, my goodness. 600.
Less.
The five that were on the basketball team.
399. So there's 394 other students that go to this school.
Jesus.
Their most prominent accomplishment for their athletics program comes from the men's basketball team. In 2016 and 2021, Bethesda men's basketball, led by Leo Balawan, became the only second non-NCAA NAIA program in history to upset NCAA Division I program twice when it defeated Cal State Northridge of the Big West on two occasions.
I thought you were going to say led a game at one point.
No.
I thought that was where you were going to go with that.
How do you let this continue to happen? I don't get it.
It's for the love of the game, man. If you're playing at Bethesda or a university of the such, it's for the love of the game.
Right.
You cannot knock those kids for playing for NIL money, for playing for the sole purpose of getting to the big time. That is for the love of the game.
I can't believe it's like, still, I mean, this is something that They have, like, I went back and looked at their website. They do have an assistant coach. He's listed on the website.
He wasn't there.
He hasn't been to the last 2 days. Where's he at? Where's the four other girls? It just doesn't make any sense. I can't believe it. They were down 72-0. 72-0 at one point before they hit a three-pointer. I truly unbelievable. It's a great three-pointer, though.
It was a nice shot. It was a beautiful shot.
All right. We're off and running. That was the college basketball update to get the show started. All three local teams won at the men's level, which is great to see. Congrats to UCSD, USD, and San Diego State. Hopefully they keep that up as the non-conference continues. But we have Padres news. Fallouts of the Yu Darvish news from yesterday, and regardless of who the new manager is, they're going to need a new hitting coach. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayton Ciprenet Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station 97 through the Fan. Got a lot to-
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To break down today, we talked about some Aztec basketball. We'll talk more about the Aztecs later on in the show. Do you want to get to a pressing matter here? As it has now been released a couple of times, we've got breaking news coming onto the show. This kind of happened a little bit yesterday after the show that Victor Rodriguez was talking to the Houston Astros about being their hitting coach. Well, as Kevin Acey reported this morning at 9:13 in the morning, whoever the next Padres manager is will have to have a new hitting coach in 2026. Victor Rodriguez and the Astros, blank screen, are finalizing a deal for him to become that franchise's hitting coach after he spent two seasons in the role for the Padres. That means the Padres' fourth manager in seven seasons will have a hand in hiring the team's 10th hitting coach since 2015. I'm sorry, is that 10 hitting coaches in 11 years?
So 10 years? 12.
10 and 12? In 2024, Rodriguez's first season, the Padres led the majors in batting average for the first time in franchise history. They finished 7th last season, which was their second highest ranking in the past 22 years. However, their home run and run production fell in 2025. They ranked 28th in Major League Baseball in home runs and 18th in runs scored. Rodriguez had 1 year remaining on his contract with the Padres, who granted permission for the Astros to speak to Rodriguez. The Padres have yet to name a manager to replace retired Mike Schilt. Last week, team officials conducted in-person interviews with at least three men, Nick Hundley, Ruben Niebla, and Albert Pujols, who were described by sources as finalists for the job. The Padres have declined to comment on the search. We have nothing on the managerial search, correct, Frank? Nothing else.
Not a thing.
Haven't seen anything.
It is crickets and cobwebs is what we got right
all
now.
All quiet on the Western Metal front, huh? Yes, it is. It's been like that. The last report that we had on this was that what they were going to, they should have a decision by the end of the week last week, right? Well, now they don't. And now we're waiting still. But they're going to have to build out a whole new staff. More likely than not. Whether or not they keep Ruben Diable will remain to be seen. He's still under contract, though. I haven't seen the Padres grant him any permissions for teams to interview him for any type of job. But here's the thing about Victor Rodriguez, right? Everybody wanted him gone. Well, now you got him gone. He's gone now. But is it jarring that the Astros want him? I mean, the Houston Astros are a good team. And they've been a great organization the last 10 years. I mean, say what you want about banging trash cans. Aside from like that, they've won World Series even without doing that. They want him to be their hitting coach. It's not like he's going there for a promotion or a demotion. He's taking a lateral job in an organization that has been better than the Padres in the last 10 years. They've been better than the Padres in the last 5 years. And he's taken the job. Is this a be careful what you wish for? It could be. We'll discuss that a little bit further when we come back. Braden Suprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Through the fan. Padres baseball to discuss. Cody in the chat. Maybe Luis Arraez is going to bat second for the Astros. Interesting conversation. Victor Rodriguez, the new manager, not the manager, the new hitting coach for the Houston Astros. Let me ask you this question, Frank. I mean, to me, I think this is a be careful what you wish for situation. The fact that an organization like the Houston Astros wanted Victor Rodriguez, are they stupid? Or did we, as fans, overreact every time that the Padres' offense wasn't doing very well?
I think it can be both, I think. I think you also have to kind of know the players that you're coaching and what their strengths and weaknesses are and try to figure out how their strengths and weaknesses fit into your philosophy. Which I think Victor Rodriguez didn't do the greatest job at doing this last year. That determination, I think, has to be made after we see what the Houston Astro offense is this year.
if it looks similar, if it's not producing the same results, if their power numbers take a dip, then yeah, maybe Victor Rodriguez was the problem. But I think the Astros being as good a team as they are, going out and hiring him, I don't necessarily think that's the marker that the Padres have overreacted, or Padre fans overreacted to the lack of offense that this team had this year.
I mean, I just don't know how much the hitting coach is really in the minds of a lot of these players at the major league level. I mean, even at like the lower levels, everybody has their personal hitting coach. I mean, like, how much is Fernando? Because I don't know. I'm not down there. Maybe he's listening to him all the time. But, like, how much is Fernando listening to Victor Rodriguez? Compared to his dad, right?
He had an offensive year unlike any other that he has had, and that's not in a good way this year.
Well, there was some good. He was more patient up there, which is good. If he can add it to his power stuff, but not take away from his power numbers. Now, is that all Victor Rodriguez?
I would say it's partly. Because if you're trying to implement something and you're putting focus on that, you're just naturally going to be taking focus away from something else.
I just don't know how a philosophy for a team that's like grinding out at bats and trying to get guys on base has a guy like a Rice swing out of his shoes on stuff. There were so many individual players that were doing different things that didn't fit the mold of what the team was doing, that it made it sound like he's either being instructed to do something else or he's just doing his own thing. I do find it interesting that the Astros saw Victor Rodriguez, like, we want this guy. Think about it. It's not like he was a man without a contract. He was under contract for another year. The Padres had to approve and grant permission. They had to give the permission to the Astros to interview him. He was the guy that the Astros wanted. I find it interesting. And I'm not a big Victor Rodriguez supporter, but at the same time, it's just I feel like sometimes we complain about things that we probably shouldn't be complaining about.
But you can also look at it in the way of they granted the permission to the Astros to interview him. So that was unlike what we've been talking about with Ruben Niebla. That was a guy that they clearly felt, they looked at the risk reward and said, okay, this is a guy that we can let go and not hurt too many things.
Also the fact that they don't have a manager right now.
That
plays a different factor. If Mike Shildt doesn't retire,
who knows?
And the Astros call the Padres about Victor Rodriguez, do you think they say yes? I don't, to have the same job? I doubt it. I think the fact that they don't know who the manager is going to be, well, they probably do, but I mean, I'm sure the manager is going to want to have his own staff. And yes, to me, it's like you would be holding the guy hostage, and then all of a sudden you hire Nick Hundley, or you hire Albert Pujols, or even Ruben Abel, and he wants a different guy in there, and all of a sudden you're going to just hose Victor Rodriguez like that? I think it's the professional thing to do if you're the Padres.
Correct. I agree with that. And I've been getting this feeling. Now, I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that maybe, because we had talked about them hiring a manager and AJ Preller's contract extension seeming imminent, right? And I had floated the idea out there that maybe they'll announce them together. I wouldn't be surprised if they have the manager picked out and are waiting on one of the two negotiations to be able to do that. I would have to assume at this point, we've heard absolutely nothing. We've heard nothing of more interviews. The fourth candidate is still a mystery. I wouldn't be surprised if the pick has been made, but they're waiting on one of the two contracts to be done to be able to announce them together.
We haven't heard anything on the general manager deal. We haven't heard anything on the manager situation. Nothing on any type of the staff. And maybe that's the case. Maybe they're trying to figure out a way to keep Ruben Niebla if he's not the guy. And they're working on building the staff out so they can just announce it all at once. I think a lot of that could be in play, too. I do find it interesting that the two assistant coaches that Padres fans dislike the most are the ones that are getting interviewed for jobs by teams that are contenders. Leeper got an interview with the Mets.
Yes.
As an assistant role. I don't know if he was...
Anton Richardson left.
I don't know if Leeper's contract was up or not, or if that was another permission thing, but it was him and it was Victor Rodriguez. Those were the two that got interviews with other teams, and both those teams are contending teams year in and year out. Even though the Mets didn't make the playoffs this year, that doesn't mean they weren't a contender for the entire year, and they're not going to continue to be a contender in the National League. The Astros are going to be a continuous contender in the American League every single year, and they're good organizations. Does it change if, like, the Rockies hired Victor Rodriguez? I think the output is like, oh, good luck to them.
Yeah.
But I think it's something to be said about a good organization that has won World Series in the past and have been arguably the best team in the American League for the last 6 years. I mean, how many ALCSs have they made it to? They sought out Victor Rodriguez. I think that's telling.
I don't think it's a move that moves the needle at all, really, either way. I mean, of course, we've seen them in the chat. There are going to be Padre fans that are saying, oh, well, good riddance. But for me, it's not a relief, but it's also not a worry either, at least from my perspective.
I'm not super in at the major league level for baseball. You know, I think your staff is like, it is what it is. I don't think it's like a massive thing. I think you can tweak a couple. Like I think, you know, I evaluate the staff on, can they get players that are not getting a ton of money because they're like mid-level guys in Major League Baseball? Can they get them to the next level? Like, can they get the most out of those players? That's how I evaluate. That's why like guys like Ruben Niebla are great, because you get a guy like Jeremiah Estrada who got DFA'd from the Cubs, and you turned him into a good bullpen piece, right? So the credit goes to Ruben Niebla with working with him and stuff like that. And then you start looking at some of the other guys that they have turned, like all these bullpen guys that have turned into starters. But the other thing too, it's like maybe this was a case too. I mean, maybe I am blanking on the times that I've heard this, but like when we go down and talk to players, they always talk about Ruben. Mm-hmm. The pitching staff is. How many times have our hitters been like, man, just working with Victor Rodriguez is great? When's the last time you heard that in an interview with any of the hitting coaches? I mean, any of them.
They've
had 10 different ones since 2015.
I can't pick a time.
I can't think off the top of my head where I could picture that right now.
And
we hear it every single time a pitcher talks to the media. Maybe that's just pitchers. Maybe pitchers like to give credit where hitters don't, and they're focused on themselves. But I can't remember a time where I heard a Padres hitter just like talk about the hitting coach. They talk about the manager.
Yeah.
They talk about playing for Mike Schilt, right? They don't talk about the hitting coach. I just find it interesting.
Ben Giorno in the chat. We're not discussing a rumor here. This has happened. It's done. Victor Rodriguez is a Houston Astro now.
Right. I think it's very telling that it goes to a good team. I don't know. And we'll see. If the Astros next year, and here's the thing, this is where you could tell to see if it's really the hitting coach or not. If the Astros that next year rake, and you're going to be like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe it wasn't him that was calling the bunts. But if they're out there bunting and playing a bunch of small ball, then you'd be like, oh, maybe it was the hitting coach. I don't think it really was. I think most of the bunting and all that stuff was Mike Schilt.
Yeah, and again, that's also hard to tell because you don't have a year without Mike Schilt here with Victor Rodriguez here to see if that changes. So now you have both of them gone, so you can't say, oh, well, it was definitely Schilt or it was definitely Rodriguez.
You're going to bring in like an Albert Pujols, right? What if the Padres and the Astros both rake?
Yeah, there you go.
I just find that news to be interesting. Well, one less guy you have to worry about, Padres fans. Him and Leaper potentially not being. But again, unless Ruben Niebla gets the job, maybe, is this a sign that Ruben Niebla is not getting the job?
I would have to assume he's
where
not getting
all these staff members are leaving.
I would have to assume he's not getting the job at this point. if Pujols is not off the table already and all of these teams have a manager set except for the Rockies, I can't imagine Niebla has the job. I would have to assume it's Albert Pujols at this point.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in the business of assuming, but my betting is being a little bit more lenient, or leaning towards the Albert Pujols Yachty kind of situation. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Mo in San Diego. Mo, you're on the Brayden Soprano Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, thanks again for taking my call. I'm starting to see a lot of questions come from the Padres, and I think that's something that's starting to concern me, right? So there's the question of the GM contract, of what that's going to happen, what that's going to look like. Now we have questions around some of the managerial staff with Schilte leaving, and now Vic. So there's a lot of questions at first base, questions with the starting rotation. So that's been the source of concern for me over the last couple of days. Then you throw in the Darvish situation, which is going to tie up some funds for us. It's also concerning to see what Joe Musgrove is going to be able to do coming back from a major injury. So all those concerns really are starting to pile up for me. And I'm starting to see that there's some potential, right, for us to drop the ball in one thing or another. The more questions you have, the dirtier your house is, the more a probability of you potentially dropping something or dropping the ball somewhere. So I think what's best for the Padres moving forward is that we need to be able to topple over some of those dominoes, right? We need to be able to make sure that we have answers organizationally for all these questions that are sort of just floating around.
And there are a lot of questions, Mo, and you bring up a lot of good points, and I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, there are a lot of questions circling the Padres. I mean, just, and everything that they, like, get reports out there of, oh, this is going to happen, and then it's, hasn't happened.
I think that's the worst part of it, is that it has been nothing but dead silence. Like, there's no hints in any direction as to where this team is going to go. And I think that the longer that silence goes, the more and more worried the fan base is going to get, and I believe rightfully so. But as far as the house getting messier, once the first bit of information starts to trickle out, which that first bit of information is going to be your manager, once that starts to trickle out, the picture becomes clearer, and then you start to get the direction coming naturally. It's just, it's so much unknown, and there's no hints at all about what the direction is.
Well, let's just talk about the last month. It's a lot of talk and not a lot of action. For the last month, like, the first report was the Padres are expecting to bring back Mike Schilte and AJ Preller. And then what happened the next week?
Nothing.
Mike Schilte retired. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, that's not what was being reported. And then it was, you know, they expect AJ Preller to sign a contract extension during the offseason. And one report was saying, like, yeah, it's expected to happen, and they've said all the right things. Where's the contract extension? I mean, it's been weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Haven't heard anything on that. No updates, nothing. And then you got Dennis Lynn being like, well, there's nothing nothing imminent right now. Nobody's saying there's anything imminent with A.J. Preller signing a contract extension. Then last week, it was they should have a manager by the end of the week.
That was
it's Wednesday of this
yeah,
week.
Of the next week.
It was it's literally been a week since that had been reported. We got that last Wednesday. And now you still don't have anything. Again, it's just a lot of, like, we are going to do this. And then it's not a lot of doing anything.
There's a little bit of discourse going on in the chat right now. One comment that poked out at me was R. Barker in the chat saying that players are opting out left and right as well. The players that are opting out were the players that we expected to opt out.
We did not
expect Michael King to return.
No,
on that contract.
$15 million, he's not.
And the players that they have recently announced, the Kyle Harts, the Tyler Wades, the Elias Diazes, and they're waiting on Ramon Laureano now, those are team options. those are team or mutual options. So the Padres were making the decision on them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not going to let Ramon Laureano opt out. He doesn't have the ability to opt out anyway. Most of those were expected.
Right.
The players, though.
So it's not like the players are abandoning ship because they don't know who's going to be the manager. They have just as many questions as we do. Players are abandoning ship because they want money. They wanted their contracts. And the player, and some of them, the more recent ones that we've heard, have been kicked off. They've been kicked off the ship.
Right. His point is recruiting players out of manager in place is not easy. Yeah,
right, but you're not recruiting players right now because free agency hasn't started.
I'm sure there's some like conversations
behind the scenes. Players definitely are.
They probably have a direction behind the scenes. Just because they haven't officially hired anybody yet doesn't mean they don't have their guy, right?
Especially at this point, yeah. They have to have their guy picked already.
If Pujols was named manager, there's no way Bobby Suarez opts out. That's a flat out lie.
That's,
dude.
You know, that's a lie.
He's opting out, and I'll give you 20 million reasons why he would do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to opt in for less money than what he could get on the open market because of who the manager is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing too with like guys like Michael King. He has to decline his option. He gets $3.75 million guaranteed or whatever his buyout was. That was part of his original contract and why he signed.
I remember
with that.
King was the one that took it to, I believe it was the 11th hour for his qualifying offer, for his arbitration offer.
Right.
So King, you knew, was not going to be here at the for 2026.
833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's get out to Kevin in Chula Vista. Kevin, you're on the Brayden Soprano Show. What's going on?
Well, thanks again, man. It's a good conversation as usual. You know, I would caution anybody to cast negative comments about Victor Rodriguez unless they have inside information as to what actually went on behind the scenes with this baseball team this year. There's so much that we don't know because, after all, they're the nuclear secret Padres. What I do know and what we do know is simply this. There is a core of players now that have been here a number of years, and I include Manny, Fernando, Bogarts, go right down the list, Jake, you know, there's six or seven of them that are earning hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and have cost this franchise about $1.5 billion in salary when it's all said and done. None of the light ever gets shined on them. And it's about time, I would say, that we come to grips with the fact that we have some players here who've got some problems. They really do. And when you look at the Toronto Blue Jays, put them up next to the San Diego Padres. Who would you take? I'll take the Toronto Blue Jays every single day, every single time, on the way they carry themselves, the way they conduct themselves, in the way they approach their business, well beyond what the prima donnas of the San Diego Padres have to offer. And this is a problem, and we need to have a conversation about this. We've got several players here that are in love with the back of their baseball card. But you know what's missing on the back of their baseball card, Brayden?
What?
There's no championship rings, is there?
No, not a lot of them. Kevin, I appreciate the phone call. This is why, like, a lot of the things, and this is why we like Albert Pujols. I think you have the roster that you assembled, that you wanted, like, that you think you're going to win with. You need to get the best out of those players, and you need to hire a manager that's going to get the best out of those players. That solves a lot of the Padres' problems, does it not, Frank?
Yeah, it does.
Most of the Padres' problems stem from the five guys that are signed under contract into the 2030s.
Mm-hmm.
That is where a lot of these problems stem from.
MLB officially updated their list of free agents. Harrison Bader, Elias Diaz, Kyle Farmer, Kyle Hart, Liam Hendricks, Reese Hoskins, Shota Imanaga, Martin Perez, who I think is already signed, actually, somewhere, and Jose Quintana. Those are the nine that were listed. Now 162 free agents.
There you go. It's going to be expensive on the free agent market. Interesting article put out in The Athletic that we're going to get to later on, but let's get to the aftermath. Questions linger after the Darvish announcement. We'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.